Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
We went from one car to 10 cars, so where it's one car per service we're going to give away, to now one car per location as well. We have many locations beyond our broadcast campus, and so now it's gone from that to furniture sets, to flat screen TVs, all kinds of giveaways.
Well, I mean, that's the watchword in the church nowadays. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to bring people in. And a church down in Corpus Christi, Texas, a mega church, has decided that what it takes is a car at each of their 10 locations, flat screen televisions. These aren't ordinary cars, by the way. We're talking about Jaguar. I think there's a BMW in there as well, and some lesser vehicles. Flat screen TVs, furniture sets, bicycles, you name it. And everybody gets, I think, some sort of, it's like going to see Oprah. Everybody gets some kind of a prize just for attending on Easter Sunday. I want your reaction to this story here on this Tuesday afternoon, April the 6th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're coming to you live. We'll have some audio open lines talking about this Corpus Christi megachurch that gave away attendance prizes, big attendance prizes for people who showed up for Easter services. A little bit later, we'll talk about A Journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. Jordan Cooper, author of the blog Just and Sinner, will be our guest. In the second hour of the program, Greg Kokel will kick it off. We'll talk about a recent PBS Religion and Ethics Newsweekly story about the morality of stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, and embryo destruction. It's an interesting story, and we'll see what Greg thinks about it in the first part of that second hour. Pastor Tom Eckstein will join us in the second hour, part one of a two-part series with him on homosexuality. Today, we'll be refuting the arguments in favor of homosexuality. Now, you can join us for the next 2 hours. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. So here's the scenario. It's one we've heard before many times. Pastor Bill Cornelius of Bay Area Fellowship in Corpus Christi, Texas, a big church with lots of satellites, decided that after seeing a fellow pastor do the same, they would try a giveaway. That's what they're calling it, the ultimate giveaway, a giveaway for Easter Sunday to draw people to church who wouldn't ordinarily come. And it kind of snowballed from there. It went from, as we heard there, in the open, one car to 10 cars, and then all sorts of merchandise. And if you've seen any of it on the news, it looks a little bit like the Price is Right. People running down the aisles, getting their prizes, jumping in their cars, jumping up and down with glee on an Easter Sunday. And the pastor says there's a reason for doing this. My question for you, maybe you've heard your pastor say, well, whatever it takes to bring people in, whatever it takes to fill the church, why don't they put their money where their mouth is? This church down in Corpus Christi, Texas has. In fact, I think only one or two of the cars was actually donated by a dealership. The rest of them were actually bought by the congregation through its offerings leading up to this big giveaway. Well, Fox News interviewed the megachurch pastor, Bill Cornelius, of Bay Area Fellowship, where they're doing the Easter service giveaway. Let's see what Bill Cornelius has to say.
Imagine showing up for church on Easter and winning a car, or a flat screen TV, or a guitar. The list goes on and on.
Well, that could actually happen. The Bay Area Fellowship Church in Corpus Christi, Texas, is going to give away up to $2 million in prizes during Easter service this weekend. Pastor Bill Cornelius joins us now from Texas to explain. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good. And I wish you an early happy Easter. Tell us what's going on. And why are you giving away these things to your flock?
Well, this all started because a pastor friend of mine up in Minneapolis convinced a local car dealership to give them two cars to give away, and it so inspired me. I thought, what can we do with this? And so I asked around and talked to a local car dealer friend of mine and said, you know, would you be interested in this? And he said, not only I think it's a great idea, but I'll give you the first car. And so I took it to our people at that point in the church about 3 weeks ago. It happened very fast and just challenged everyone. And we went from one car to 10 cars. So where it's one car per service we're going to give away to now one car per location as well. We have many locations beyond our broadcast campus. And so now everyone who comes to church has a chance at that. But also it's gone from that to furniture sets, to flat screen TVs, all kinds of giveaways. And really it's a giant illustration because one of the biggest things we're trying to show is that these are all great prizes, but the grand prize is the prize that is free and available to everyone. And that's what Easter's all about, because no greater love than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. That's the actual story of Easter, the historical fact that Jesus Christ gave his life. And so it's the greatest giveaway of all time.
All right, we'll get more of that story from Fox News. Pastor Bill Cornelius explaining why his megachurch in Corpus Christi, Texas, is giving away 10 cars, flat-screen televisions. What do you make of this? I mean, at the very least, this congregation, this pastor, if they live by the motto, whatever it takes to bring people into church, is putting their money where their mouth is. They're actually doing whatever it takes. In fact, I imagine next year they might give things, bigger things away if it works well. What do you think of it? Is this how the church ought to operate? Easter is a big Sunday. People who don't ordinarily go to church do go to church on Easter Sunday. Lots of people who don't ordinarily go to church do go to church on Easter Sunday. And this pastor says, all we're trying to do is drive home the point that there's a bigger giveaway, a bigger freebie out there in Jesus Christ. So we're going to give away cars. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. I want your reaction to this story and this congregation giving away cars, televisions, bicycles, furniture, you name it, to those who show up on Easter Sunday. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
I'm so glad that you brought that story full circle, Pastor, because I'm sure that you will face critics who will say,
sure,
well, this is not really what church is all about. But here's who you hope to attract, right? The person who is saying to themselves, I haven't been to church for a while.
Well, and that's exactly what happened. We literally had capacity crowds last night. It was just quite amazing. And the kind of person coming in that may have just been interested in winning a car or a flat screen ended up hearing the gospel. And we had over 300 people receive Christ last night alone. And so that's the whole point of it, is to point people to the ultimate prize. Because we told them, we said, these are great prizes, but all this stuff is going to rust and fall apart. But the ultimate prize is the only thing that's going to last for eternity, and that's a relationship with Christ.
Pastor, if I'm a congregant in the Bay Area Fellowship, and I get to take home a car or a furniture set or some coupons that have some value, what should I be feeling when I take that home? What should my reaction be?
I think we pray the reaction is that God loves them. This is a tangible example of God's love. But reality is that one of the things that we struggle with the concept of gaining heaven through Christ is that you can't touch it yet. You can't feel it yet. Or dare I say, you can't drive off in it. And so this is a tangible reminder that what we've been given is so much greater. It's just that we can't see it yet, but one day we will.
Pastor Cornelius, I'm just looking at the banner that's below you. I know you can't see it, but it says better than an egg hunt. And that's what I guess that's what you're doing at your church this weekend. This I think is a fantastic idea. If you bring one extra person into the church, hats off to you. Pastor Bill Cornelius, he's the pastor at Bay Area Fellowship in Corpus Christi, Texas. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Well, that's the logic, and I'm certain you've heard pastors, fellow parishioners say this. If it brings just one person into church on Sunday to hear about Jesus, then it's worth it, whatever it may be. Do you agree or disagree? Do you think this church has done the right thing in giving away cars and prizes and coupons and all of those things on Easter Sunday to bring people to church? 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. live this Tuesday afternoon, April the 6th. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Or Twitter us at issuesetc. They got out the big drum. They filled it with the names of everybody who was in attendance. They rolled the drum around. They had someone up on the stage reach in and pull out a name, and then one by one they gave cars and televisions and furniture sets away to those who attended on Easter Sunday. Is that how it should work, especially with the new watchword in the church nowadays, whatever it takes, whatever it takes? And if it brings just one person in, then it's worth it. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Christopher in Royal Oaks, Michigan says, how about giving them the gospel for the forgiveness of sins? Now, the pastor there says they delivered the gospel. He says he talked about the free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. And he says, in his parlance, that 300 people received Christ in that first service where they did their ultimate giveaway. So does that make it worth it? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Stan says, we had a church in our town advertise that they would have a 150-pound chicken deliver Easter eggs for Sunday Easter service. Sounds like a person in a suit rather than a chicken. Well, I mean, give a car away, promise someone in a chicken suit. There's a local liquor store that I think does a bang-up business by parading someone around in a chicken suit on television. It works for them. It works for the church, right? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Ted says Christ gave away his person and work through the word and sacrament at the congregation I serve in Pittsburgh, Kansas. I think we already have the grand prize. Now, that's interesting. The pastor says, what we have, we can't touch yet. They're giving away these cars and TVs and furniture sets so that people have a tangible reminder of what they have, but they can't touch in salvation. Is that true, too? We'll be right back. Audio Open Lines this Tuesday afternoon, April the 6th.
His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 40 days of Easter.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues, Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues, Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry as a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues, Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300.
the kind of person coming in that may have just been interested in winning a car or a flat screen ended up hearing the gospel, and we had over 300 people receive Christ last night alone. And so that's the whole point of it, is to point people to the ultimate prize is the only thing that's going to last for eternity, and that's relationship with Christ.
That's Pastor Bill Cornelius of Bay Area Fellowship in Corpus Christi, Texas. His megachurch at all of its locations gave away a car on Easter Sunday to someone who was in attendance. It was a raffle kind of a thing, and they gave away lots of other stuff too. Over $2 million in merchandise given away for those who attended the Easter service. Now, the logic here is whatever it takes, which is essentially the end justifies the means. If one person shows up and hears the gospel because they're giving away cars at Bay Area Fellowship, then it was worth it. The end justifies the means. Do you agree? Does the end justify the means when it comes to how the churches get people into church to hear the gospel? Now, in this case, I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt that he preached the gospel of Christ crucified and risen from the dead, at least on Easter Sunday. A lot of these churches do. Jesus does come to the fore on an Easter Sunday if he doesn't during the rest of the year. So was it worth it? Does the end justify the means? Talk back at issuesetc.org. I want to hear from you. Or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Renee says, it's sad that they're so willing to give away millions of dollars of prizes but withhold the means of grace. Willing to give away a car but wouldn't want to bother with Holy Communion. I'd be interested in knowing what the retention rate is in about 6 months. Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, someone who comes for a car, gets the car, it's all paid for, there it is, it's yours, here's the title, here's the keys. Well, very likely they're going to be back next Sunday. I mean, you don't want to appear ungrateful, do you? But how many Sundays do you have to come back to kind of, pay off the free car? I wonder if they're considering that particular consequence. Does the end justify the means? Mike in Billings, Montana says, I think it's interesting that he was pointing to the prizes that they were giving away as tangible evidence of God's love instead of the sacraments. I'm glad that there are still churches out there where they offer Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins on Easter Sunday. That struck me too. He says, this is a tangible reminder of what you can't touch yet. Salvation. It's off in the future. You don't have it yet, or you can't touch it yet. You can't, he says, drive away in it yet. And so in a sense, I don't think he would intend it this way, but in the sense, the pastor really made it sound like these prizes were some kind of sacraments, a tangible reminders, tangible signs of God's love. What do you make of that? I mean, if you don't believe in the biblical sacraments, you will replace them with something else, a BMW, flat-screen TV. I find it interesting that they were giving away kind of the big-ticket items that every suburbanite dreams of, or dreams of something in a bigger version or a better version. What about you? Matt in Seward says, in Seward, Nebraska says, the pastor mentioned the fact that there's no tangible evidence of Christ's presence today. This demonstrates how a misunderstanding of Christ's teaching on baptism, the Lord's Supper, and absolution leads to ridiculous practices like giving away cars at church. But you know, the logic is, Matt, that if it just brings one person to hear the gospel, this pastor would say to you, look, we had 300 people who heard the gospel and received Christ in that one service alone. It's worth it. It cost us $2 million, but it was worth it. So I guess I have two questions. Do you agree that it's worth it? The end justifies the means. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. And the other question is this. If that is true, if whatever it takes and the end justifies the means, and if it just brings one person in, then it's worth it, then we should do it. How far do you push that? Are churches being derelict in their duty if they don't give away a car, a refrigerator, a bedroom set, at least on Easter Sunday morning to bring people into church? I mean, you're not really doing all you can do, are you? I mean, every church has a little wiggle room in its budget. Maybe a car on Easter Sunday morning is the least you can do to bring people in. And if you think there's something wrong with giving away cars to bring people in on Easter Sunday morning, I want to hear from you. What is wrong with it? That will be the response, of course, by those who think this is a great idea. They'll say, well, what's wrong with it? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, perhaps this pastor should be giving away loaves of bread, but then Jesus didn't come to be a bread king or a big screen TV king or a car king. He came to give us so much more by sacrificing himself for our sins. Isn't this enough? That's a great question, Dennis. Isn't this enough? I would ask them, are you going away as well? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Isn't this enough? What about the people who say, Pastor, we were here last week and you were giving away the big screen televisions. When are you going to do that again? Oh, maybe we'll do it next Easter again. Oh, what do you got for me this week? Well, Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. Oh, that's nice. Thanks. I'll see you next Easter. Make sure I'll get my name in there real early. Bring the rest of my kids to increase our chances of getting the family's name drawn. What about that? Mike in Utah says, don't Warren and Osteen claim that they're preaching the gospel as well? If a pastor is preaching the true gospel, having just one person stay in church when the giveaway is over is a victory, isn't it? Well, if the pastor's preaching the true gospel, that's true. But if you, I guess you have to ask the question, is this something that Jesus or the apostles ever did? The big giveaway, the bait and the switch, if you will. I mean, I cannot think of anything bigger in terms of a bait and a switch than come and get a car, come and get a flat screen TV, come and get a bike for the kids, come and get new furniture, come and get the giveaway, and then the switch of preaching the gospel. Ken in Orlando, he says this, how do they square the blatant appeal to materialism with Christ's call to deny oneself, pick up your cross and follow me? The one part of the equation is never considered is how many people are turned off by such techniques. I mean, they might say, well, yeah, there are going to be a few that are turned off, but the vast majority are turned on. And since the majority are turned on by it, then it's still worth it. From Facebook, Ryan says, when did Jesus ever use bait and switch? Even after feeding the crowds, when they went looking for a bread king, Jesus would not have it, referencing John 6, of course. If the so-called prizes is what draws them, the church down the block that has a new and better prize or gimmick will take them. If it is the gospel that draws them, it will be the gospel that keeps them. I think it's Mike Horton who says, whatever you use to bring them in, you have to use to keep them in. Peggy in Canada writes, it distracts attention from the greatest gift in the world, eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Whatever happened to my Father's house is a house of prayer? I didn't think of that one. Well, you should have seen the look on the people's face when they're getting their new BMW. There was a woman who was positively giddy. I mean, who wouldn't be being handed the keys and the title to a brand new BMW right there on the stage? They drove the cars out onto the stage and they gave them away. This woman was beside herself. Now, I'm sure that she probably said, oh, and I'm also happy about that whole resurrection thing. Thank you, Pastor. I'm also happy about that whole Jesus died for me thing. Thank you, Pastor. What did she call and tell her parents about that afternoon when she got home in her new BMW? What did she call and tell her best friend about or tell her hairdresser about? I think she's going to talk about the car. There is an appeal to materialism here that is unavoidable. Beth says, let's see now, prosperity ministry and lottery games of chance. We put it in perspective with the guideposts written in Proverbs and Deuteronomy. And since we've been assured that not one jot or tittle has been changed by the New Testament, that about sums it up, doesn't it? Thank you very much for your comment there, Beth. Teresa in Sacramento, California says, reminds me of the merchants in the temple. 1-877-623-6943. Frank in Illinois says, listening to the interview right now and the pastor is confused in his theology. He's under the impression that we have to draw people when that is what the Holy Spirit does. He is called to proclaim the gospel, not to play publisher's clearinghouse. Interesting. I could sure use a car too, but this is the wrong application of proclaiming the gospel. William says, I just hope that the pastor installed on each and every one of those cars a hitch to tow that millstone that comes with it. Does the end justify the means? Did Jesus say to his disciples, and this is coming upon the time of his ascension, he has done everything for salvation. He has gathered his disciples again. He is ready to ascend into heaven. He says to them, you are witnesses of these things. The Christ had to suffer and die and enter his glory. It's written about me in the Psalms and the Proverbs and the prophets. It's all there. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He says, you are witnesses of these things. And then he says, it's also necessary that the Christ, that repentance and the forgiveness of sins be proclaimed in his name, beginning here in Jerusalem and to the ends of the earth. But search as you might, you won't find a footnote or a variant in the text that says, and do whatever it takes. You won't. Jesus never does whatever it takes to have people hear him. In fact, he refuses to do such things. And when people want him to do whatever it takes and he refuses and people are turned off, they sometimes go away. No, the church doesn't go by whatever it takes. It goes by the mandate and the command and the promise of Christ. Repentance and the forgiveness of sins is enough in Jesus' name. We'll be right back. Talk about a trip from Calvinism to Lutheranism.
I attended Sunday services in a beautiful Singapore Lutheran congregation. One local man approached me and asked with a pronounced Southeast Asian accent, "You live in St. Louis? You know Todd Wilkin?"
Pastor Matt Harrison reading from his new audiobook, Christ Have Mercy, How to Put Your Faith in Action.
Who? You mean Todd Wilkin? It turned out this man, half a world away, was a regular listener via the internet, and he's hardly alone. It really is a whole new day. We are witnessing the greatest free flow of faithfully Lutheran information in the history of the Lutheran Church. It is the worldwide moment for confessional Lutheranism. It is Missouri's moment.
You can download Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison at cph.org. It costs only $10.99 to download. This new audiobook is a must-listen for Issues Etc. fans. Christ Have Mercy by Pastor Matt Harrison, cph.org.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
A Seattle mom made headlines for speaking out against the local public school for getting a secret abortion for her 15-year-old daughter. Ballard High School reportedly gave this young girl a pregnancy test, provided a taxi to the abortion mill, and told her she'd get the abortion for free if she kept it a secret from her parents. The mother is rightly livid, but parents beware. Less than half of all states require parental consent before a minor daughter can have a surgical or chemical abortion. As a matter of fact, Washington allows a girl of any age, even 9 years old, to have a secret abortion. But in most schools, even an aspirin can't be given without permission. It just goes to show how successful the abortion industry is at promoting their culture of death.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.